the kingdom of heaven to a buried treasure or a pearl of great price. He tells us that he wants to give us this priceless gift, but in order to receive it, we must be willing to put him first in our lives. If we are willing to choose his kingdom above all other worldly desires, we will find everlasting happiness. How do we know this? Jesus tells us in today's gospel. The man who found the treasure in the field joyfully went off, sold everything he had, and purchased the field containing the treasure. Likewise, the merchant who found the perfect pearl after searching far and wide used all his resources to buy the pearl of great price without hesitation. These two characters in the parables made the same decision. They sell all they have. Jesus uses financial terms in his parables because that is what the people of his day understood. But if you think of it as a business deal, we have missed the whole point. What Jesus is telling us is that the kingdom of heaven is the most valuable thing we will ever possess. Even if we lost everything here in this earth, but gained eternal life, we should readily and happily make that choice. We must ask ourselves today, do I really trust Jesus in today's gospel? Can I let go of my most valuable possessions, my closest friends, my favorite pastimes, if they are not leading me closer to Christ? Are we willing to order everything in our lives in the pursuit of heaven? Our jobs, our homes, our friends, and our families, even giving up our very lives. Jesus and his disciples did just that, and so must we. We cannot even begin to estimate the value of having an all-loving, all-powerful King of the universe personally looking out for our eternal happiness. St. Paul reassures us in today's second reading that our Heavenly Father will make all things work for good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. But there will be a struggle. There will be trials along the way. Scripture tells us that we must take the narrow, rocky, less traveled road. But evil does not have the last word in the life of a Christian. God has the last word for those who love him. St. Paul is certainly not denying that bad things can happen and do happen to those who love God. Rather, he is giving us reassurance that God will turn everything to our good in the end. As Christians, our true joy comes in the hope we have in the power of the cross. We hope to receive the gift of eternal life in the kingdom of heaven. This is the pearl of great price. The creation of a pearl inside of an oyster can help illustrate St. Paul's point. A pearl is formed inside an oyster only when a foreign body, such as a grain of sand or a parasite, invades that oyster. To protect itself from potential harm, the oyster secretes a substance called mother of pearl that encapsulates that foreign body. Over the course of years, more and more layers of mother of pearl are added as a protection against this potentially life-threatening problem. Eventually, it is transformed into the most beautiful and valued jewels on earth, a pearl. I'm sure we can all think of occasions in our lives where some difficulty or hardship over time turned out to be a precious pearl. the loss of a job only to find the perfect job, or overcoming a serious illness, or repairing a disastrous relationship. The greatest example of God turning evil into our good is, of course, the passion, death, and resurrection of Christ. Our Lord was tortured and crucified like a common criminal in order that we may be saved from our sins and given the gift of eternal life. Jesus and his kingdom is the one true pearl of great price. The truth is that Jesus is the only source of everlasting joy. Only he can make us eternally happy. But what will it cost us, you might ask? What Jesus asks us to seek is not an opportunity to buy our salvation. This is not a business deal. Our salvation has already been won, bought and paid for by Jesus Christ on the cross. What we must seek is a relationship with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. It is only through a personal relationship with Christ and his church that we can achieve eternal life. Just like a pearl, a relationship with Jesus takes time to develop. Because of the way friendships work, we can lose a friendship or we can make it grow and flourish. The choice is ours. In order to further our love for God, we must spend time with him in conversation, prayer, in reading his word on a daily basis, and earnestly seeking what his will is for our lives. By doing this, we are building layer after layer onto the pearl that is our relationship with God. If we want to have a relationship with Christ, we must first invite Christ into our lives. He will not force his way into our lives or against our will. We must then welcome the Holy Spirit to permeate and transform every area of our lives so that we might live more like Christ here on earth. God is our Creator. Only he knows what will make us eternally happy. Through the church and the grace of the sacraments, he wants to give us tremendous gifts that will make us more and more like his Son, Jesus. It is then and only then that we will be able to love God above all else and follow his will for our lives. God, our Creator, designed us to live in relationship with him. This is what will make us happy. To be happy, we must turn our lives over to Jesus. This means we must frequently examine our life in detail to root out anything or anyone who keeps us from growing closer to God. We must examine the books we read, what we watch on TV, what we do on the internet, and how we interact with others, both in person and through social media, how we plan our families, who we choose as friends, how we use our time, and where we spend the money that God has provided for us. Today's gospel is asking us to commit our entire lives to one singular goal, to become saints. We should happily and without hesitation give up everything we have in order to obtain eternal life, the treasure in the field, the pearl of great price. To become saints is our sole mission in this life. If we fail this mission, then we have failed this life. Let us pray that as we join together with the entire kingdom of heaven here present at this holy Mass, we might be filled with the Holy Spirit and given the grace to live our lives 100% for Christ. Through the reception of the Holy Eucharist, let us pray that we might be strengthened once again to go out and share with the world this pearl of great price that lives inside of each one of us through the waters of baptism. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.